USA Radio News.
The economy added 250,000 jobs in October, according to the Labor Department. That's up from 118,000 in September. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.7%. Chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, Kevin Hazlett, joined Fox Business.
It's really an astonishing report. You know, we did this estimate of what the hurricane effect was going to be because the hurricane came during the survey week, and we thought that it was going to subtract about 60,000 jobs from this. And so we were prepared for the worst, and this is just like an astonishing number.
As Tuesday's midterms approach, some analysts are predicting big gains for Democrats in the House. President Trump is expected to make final pitches for GOP candidates with the series of weekend rallies. Laura Trump is a senior advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. She went on Fox News and said people have to remember a couple things.
What people need to remember is how far we've come in this country since Donald Trump took office.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The U.S. economy added another 250,000 jobs last month. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes says that's around 48,000 more than analysts were expecting.
The monthly jobs report for October from the U.S. Labor Department is the last major economic data to come out before Tuesday's congressional elections. And it also showed the unemployment rate remained at a five-decade low of 3.7%. The influx of new job seekers in October increasing the proportion of Americans with jobs to its highest level since January 2009, and October marked the 100th consecutive month of hiring, which is a record streak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is planning on signing a comprehensive executive order next week on immigration that will also crack down on fraudulent asylum seekers. And Alec Baldwin was arrested Friday after allegedly punching someone in New York City's West Village neighborhood in a parking spot dispute. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The number of people dying of drug overdoses in the United States continues to climb. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clements.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration reports more than 72,000 people died in 2017 from drug overdoses. Catherine Pfaff is with the DEA.
As our acting administrator, Mr. Utham Dhillon, said, this report underscores the scope and magnitude of the ongoing opioid crisis in the United States. The information in the report represents data and critical intelligence from our law enforcement partners that was gathered over the past year.
A rare polio-like illness continues to spread across the United States, puzzling healthcare providers and those who are investigating the mysterious condition. Dr. Nicole Sapphire joined Fox News to talk about the illness.
What we know is that you're having a polio-like illness. Kids are getting, they have a viral or bacterial illness typically, and then they're becoming paralyzed. Some are actually dying from it. Some are recovering, and then some are having what appears to be maybe permanent paralysis. And the CDC has not yet made it so that everyone has to report these cases. If you're not reporting all of these cases, so it's not actually up to the CDC to mandate reporting. However, there is a council that has recommended the last several years that people don't have to report this. Mm-hmm. But the CDC could be giving more information to hospitals, to physicians, to recognize not only the symptoms of it, but also discuss what the best treatment options are.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.